Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. I am delighted to see you as always and extremely happy to give you meditation instruction. And we're going to start right now. We're going to sit for 10 minutes. So please take your seat, begin to get settled. If you like, you can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or it's completely fine to sit in a chair as well. Excuse me. And if you do, sit with your feet flat on the floor, please. And I want to, as you get settled, thank those of you who were good enough to answer the little survey that I sent out in the last couple period of time, let's say. And I want to briefly address one of the points that many of you brought up. And, excuse me, it's hard to address it briefly, but I'm going to. Because it's such an important point. And in fact, in many ways, it may be the only important question that we can ever ask ourselves, which I know is a bold statement, but I stand by it. And that question is something along the lines of, how can I possibly walk in this world with any sense of balance when there is such terrible suffering all around me? And that is a question that is of utmost importance for a number of reasons. One, because we each have to find that way, because there is terrible suffering in our world. And two, because if we don't find that way, we actually are likely, or it is possible, that we will add to that suffering. Because unless we can open our hearts to the world around us, we will remain in a defended position. And when you're defended, there's always an enemy. And treating others as enemies, as us and them, these are the people I feel safe with, these are the people who make me feel unsafe, these are the people who I can tolerate, and these are the situations or people I can't tolerate. Anytime we go into us and them thinking, we create the possibility of an enemy. And before I go any further, I just want to say that, of course, we each have to be very practical and very, very intelligent about the way we open to the world, because it is so difficult. So I'm not saying in any way I'm not naive, and I'm not stupid, and I'm not suggesting in any way that, you know, we should just not put any limits on the amount of suffering we're willing to look at, because we have to. Nonetheless, the question is, how can I walk in the world when there is so much suffering? How can I tolerate it? Because it breaks my heart. So the first thing to know is that the fact that it breaks your heart is important and is a good sign, because your heart is still accessible and available and it has been touched. So it doesn't feel good, I know. But then the next step, when you notice that you have this permeable situation where suffering can reach you, is to find a way to meet it with a sense of fortitude and empowerment. And there is only one way to do that, and that is to feel it. And I know that's what we're trying to avoid. I don't want to feel that. But as best you can, and with as much intelligence as possible, to let your heart go out to the people and situations that break your heart. And feel then what it feels like to have this broken heart. The problem, which will feel different to each of us, but basically will feel something like tremendous sadness. There's no problem with that sadness. It's what comes after that sadness that creates the problem, actually. Because what comes after that sadness is something like, if only these people didn't do that, this suffering would not happen. Or, if only everyone thought this way, that would not happen. Or, I am not capable of walking in the world with the suffering, so I have to shut myself off. Or, I'm so enraged by this situation, and I'm not saying there aren't things that shouldn't be enraging, because there are many, but I'm so enraged by this that those people are out. Those people must go. That's where the problem comes in for you and for us. So I will not go any further, but I'll just summarize to say that allowing yourself to feel what you feel, and the next video, by the way, is going to demonstrate how to do that, and release the story that goes with the feeling is of paramount importance for your sanity and balance, and I would even dare say for peace in this world. So it is an extremely important question, and I thank those of you who brought it up. And without further ado, we are going to sit together and practice noticing what we feel, feeling what we feel, and letting all storylines go. And you will see, if you haven't already, how potent that is and how handy it is as we walk in this world. So please begin your practice by sitting up straight, but with a sense of ease and also a sense of empowerment. This is my time to meditate, and I have proclaimed that, and here we go. The hands are palms down, just above the knee. And the hands and arms and shoulders are just relaxed. And the front body is very soft. The belly, chest, and throat can be soft and open. Because they are soft and open. And this is how the world touches us. In our gut, in our heart, and through speech and communication altogether. The mouth is closed, and the breath comes in and out through the nose, and the breath is natural, meaning no technique. And because we are practicing being awake, our eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 or 8 feet in front. And you don't have to stare at it, it's just a place for your gaze to rest. And just take in what the eyes take in. Without choosing one thing in particular to look at. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. And there basically should be pretty much one thing going on that you could notice, and that is that you are breathing. So feel your breathing. Feel the breath come in on the inhale. And dissolve out on the exhale. And notice what your body does as it breathes. It expands and perhaps lifts on the inhale, excuse me, and seems to contract and release on the exhale. Let yourself feel the breath and let all your attention be on feeling. feeling the breath. And should you notice that your mind becomes absorbed in thought, your attention leaves the breath to go to thought, no problem. Your thoughts can be whatever. It's completely fine. You don't have to stop them or think nice ones or anything like that. Just when you notice that your attention is on thought, whatever the thought is, let go and come back to your breath, feeling the breath. Instead of feeling the thoughts, breath. And it doesn't matter how many times you have to do this. Please believe me. So we'll sit together and breathe. Thank you very much for your practice.